listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Texas, Zurich, Switzerland to Park City. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are the Tastemakers.
Hello to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, gorgeous, it's a fall day here in Southern California, but it seems more like a summer day. We're headed to 90 degrees here in LA on Thursday for Thanksgiving. But today, as we pulled in, Matt, I looked at the temperature gauge in the car and it showed 82 degrees.
Right. And this was just 20 minutes ago. And as we were pulling in, we got a call from one of our clients in Minnesota, where they said it was like freezing, getting ready to snow, and we had to share with them and deliver our weather today. 82 degrees. I mean, you cannot be. It's been a while, so it's been a minute since we've been in here. So
can't
good to
say
be back.
It enough how fantastic it is to live here in SoCal, LA area, to have weather like this in the middle of the it's fall, but it many times it seems like it's almost winter when you're this late in November.
Which is right. It's crazy, and it is 82 degrees today. Maybe a little higher later on, and 94 in some parts of the Southland by Thanksgiving, and they said this morning that that's going to be the warmest it's been in
Since
the 19th century. I knew it. Weird. Me and Kira were talking about this the other day. I know we've had warm. You know, we always have Thanksgiving at my place. We've always had, not always, but we've had many, many warm Thanksgivings where we've eaten in the backyard. And I remember 80, maybe 82. I never remember 90.
Well, that's because you haven't been around since the 19th century.
But, I mean, you remember warm.
Yeah, well, we always eat outside by you, right?
Hey, Mark, depending on the weather. See, we're not always. I mean, last year, I don't think we did. Last year, we think we were inside.
Huh.
But for most part, we are outside.
Okay.
Hey, I want to just go back to Mark when I was saying from Zurich, Switzerland to Casablanca, Morocco. Speaking of Morocco, our friend Elizabeth Webster is in Marrakesh as we speak.
So, so she's still in Morocco?
Well, as of a couple of days ago. I'm not sure if she's still there. So, hey, Elizabeth, if you still are there, I think you're about 8 hours ahead or maybe 7 hours ahead. Hope you're having a good time in Marrakesh. Hope you got to Casablanca and just enjoying. I don't know what you're doing there, but I'm sure it's business related because you look really professional in the photos that you've been posting.
Great. So. Love Morocco. I almost made it there on our summer cruise to the Mediterranean. We were in Gibraltar. We were a 20-minute shuttle.
Boat ride?
What do you call those schooners that just go over there? They're like the express for the Catalina
the
or whatever.
Staten Island.
Whatever.
Ferry.
Yeah, ferry. That's it. It was a 20-minute ferry. We were in Gibraltar for 8 hours, but the consensus with the whole family group thought that, it wasn't enough time. You might have if there's an issue where you miss the ferry or whatever, then you're stuck in Marrakesh. And two, the other one was it's not safe over there in Marrakesh. Who knows what's going on there in Marrakesh? Just not worth it. I had one person that was going to go with me, my brother-in-law Rob. He was all pro, let's go, let's do it. But the other people in the party, the other members of the family, they all said not worth it to take the chance to go over there to Morocco. So just enjoy Gibraltar for the day. So
for a 20-minute, it was a 20-minute ferry ride.
20-minute. You can see Morocco from Gibraltar.
Yeah.
But the consensus was not to go. So
just to go, even just to go have a beer and just get back on the ferry and go
but
back.
I guess they still looked at it like the safety factor. Two things: the safety factor. Who knows what's going on in Morocco? And two, what if you miss it? The boat, the cruise ship, ain't going to wait for you. So we had to pass on my. That's my Morocco story. Other than me watching The Wind and the Lion last week with Sean Connery, which was great in Morocco. So Tangier. Actually, it was Tangier.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it was Marrakesh.
I know you're saying Marrakesh.
It was
I didn't
Tangier.
Want to correct you.
Sorry about that. It was Tangier.
That's okay.
Yeah,
no problem.
All right,
no problem
so that's my story. That's my Morocco story.
Okay, so you're sticking to it?
I'm sticking to it.
Excuse me, Mark, while I remove my jacket, as it's getting warmer here by the second.
Thank you. Birthdays?
Hey,
do we have birthdays today?
Yeah, check out those palm trees out there. They're swaying, Mark.
Oh, I love it.
You betcha there's birthdays. There's always birthdays. So happy birthday. If you were born today, you'd be celebrating. Do you know who Carly Rae Jepsen is?
She's that young singer, right?
31 today.
I thought she was younger than that.
Hey, but Mark, you know who's celebrating 14 candles on their birthday cake today?
That kid that was nominated for an Oscar last year in that movie that he's got on now, playing Wonder?
Maybe, but not today. Mighty Niecy, 14, Instagrammer.
Okay, gotcha.
Mighty Niecy. But you know who's 51 today? Bjork.
Peppermint Patty?
Bjork.
Oh, Bjork. Oh, boy, Bjork. You haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, now is it Bjork or Bjork?
I thought it was Bjork.
Bjork. Michael Strahan.
Boy, what
an
overrated guy.
Wow. He's doing pretty good for himself, though, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you got to go for
a lot of overrated people do good for themselves.
Yeah.
I'm
How
just
old
saying.
Do you think he is?
I'd say he's 47.
41. He's 41 today. I mean, the last 2 years he got put into the Hall of Fame. He's got a clothing line on, clothing line out.
He was Blake has a suit.
Yeah. Good Morning America. And
he was on AM Los Angeles for four years, I think, right?
Yeah. Wow. How'd that happen? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
71 years old today is Goldie Hawn.
How old?
71. And after seeing her in Snatch, Mark, you probably thought she looked 71.
Yeah, remember mentioned that. I couldn't believe that when she was on the...
Snatched.
No, when did we see her? The Oscars or something, and she looked awful.
Yeah.
And I said, my God.
So, she's 71. How old is Kurt Russell?
I just saw him yesterday in Tango Cash. Yeah.
He's got to
Cash
be, I think he's a little
Tango.
Younger than she is.
I would think so, yeah.
Retired Hall of Famer NFL Troy Aikman. He's 50 today.
50, huh?
50 today. Mm-hmm. Ken Griffey Jr., we bumped into him literally at the Kentucky Derby a couple years back.
Got a picture with him.
Yeah.
And Blake did a video with him, I think, didn't he?
Oh, he didn't do something?
We got a video for Blake. Yeah.
For Blake?
Yeah.
He's 47 today. And last but not least, Nicolette Sheridan. And other than...
Nicolette Sheridan? Wasn't she on... Is she the one from Knots Landing?
No, she was the one that was on that housewife thing that... with Eva Longoria. What was that called? Desperate Housewives.
Nicolette Sheridan. Okay. Yeah, but she was on Knots Landing.
Oh, was she?
That was the thing before she got the American the Housewives.
So she's 53 today.
And
I, 53, you know,
huh?
If I bumped into her in the corner, I wouldn't even know who the heck she was.
No.
Would you?
No.
No. Anyhow, so
back to the Instagrammer you had mentioned earlier. Is his birthday today?
Mighty Nisi.
You know, the Miss Universe pageant is taking place on Sunday. The
Universe?
Hollywood. Miss Universe is taking place on Sunday.
Is that usually in December or November?
It has been for about the last 4 years.
Ah.
Yeah. Last 4 years has been in December.
When we went to Vietnam, when was that? What part?
July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So one of the judges is a Viner. I thought Viners even, they stopped the Vining.
I didn't, yeah, I thought the same thing too.
It's a Viner.
So, how old?
I don't know. I didn't research him. I just saw the list of the people that were judging. And
who
it listed,
else?
Carson Kressley is a commentator.
Where's it taking
Not
place?
A judge. He's a commentator.
Where's it at?
The Planet Hollywood.
In Vegas?
It always is there now, yeah. Miss USA takes place at Planet Hollywood.
Oh,
Miss
yeah,
Universe has been there for the last 3 years.
Oh, Carson Kressley,
he's a commentator.
He must be like that one plus-size model, whatever her name was. She was like a commentator. She'd be backstage and she'd be
And let's
talking.
See, the other ones are, who did I say they were? A former Miss Universe, because they always have one.
Yeah.
The Viner. Gosh, I forget who they were.
I mean, Universe is a big thing. Any celebs that pop with
no,
you?
No.
Wow.
No. And there's only, I think, five judges.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, when you mentioned the Vine or the Instagrammer today, I have to say that that's one of the judges this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot going on. But the first thing I want to talk about, Matt, and we're going to have a lot to talk about because we just come back a few weeks ago from Palm Beach and from Miami and from Delray Beach and Boca Raton for the Chris Everett Celebrity Charity Tennis Tournament. We were there for the weekend. We have been for the last 6 years, I believe.
We have a wonderful partnership with Chris Everett.
ChrisEverett.org. And we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do a huge shout-out because this kind of happened in the last minute, the week leading up to our trip out there to South Beach and to South Florida and West Palm Beach and so forth, the Breakers Hotel. A legend, I would say, an icon in West Palm Beach, the Breakers Hotel. The Breakers... let me see, what's their website? It's the, I guess it's thebreakers.com.
I think it's a
it's thebreakers.com. Yeah. A staple there in West Palm Beach since 1926, I believe, is when they built the final tower, because it was built in 1896 originally. Then you had a couple of fires. They burnt it down. They built it up again, and they built it up again. But I think the building as it exists today... it's from 1926. And again, thebreakers.com. For 6 years, Matt, we've been wanting to go to their brunch, the Sunday brunch. You and I love our Sunday brunches.
Yeah, it's a beautiful dining room.
And we've been wanting to go there for a while. But thanks to the courtesy of the Breakers media team and marketing team over there, they extended an invitation for us to go to the Sunday brunch a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, Mark, usually we can't go because of our commitments so it's
But I'm saying for 6 years we were wanting to go.
Yeah.
And so we made a point this year we've got to go. It's a Sunday brunch. It's a culinary experience, Matt, one not to be missed. One of the many great things, and I think we were there for about 2 hours. Or at least 2 hours, right?
We would have been there longer, too. Yeah. And we got there right when the opened.
But we had to continue on to the tennis tournament.
Which we could have easily been there for another hour.
One of the things I thought was kind of cool, and you liked it as well, is we enjoyed it, the Bloody Mary Fixins Bar, where you go up there and you have all the fixins to make your Bloody Mary yourself. First, they gave us the Bloody Mary. We ordered it right when we got there. And then we went up to enjoy the fixins a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. Hell of a Bloody Mary bar. You don't come across those very often.
No, you don't. And this was one of the great things that they had there. In addition to 30 decadent desserts, not many buffets you're going to go to or brunches you're going to go to where you've got a...
And they made their own ice cream, too.
Own ice cream. Carved beef station. Lamb chops. Alaskan king crab. Caviar. Made to order crepes. Eggs Benedict. Made-to-order omelets. And this all takes
Mark,
place...
don't forget the lobster.
Oh, the lobster, right.
I mean, that was the first brunch I've ever been to with a lobster.
Lobster.
I mean, Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton's, they don't have lobster.
All you can eat lobster.
Yeah.
And this all takes place in what they call the Circle, which is under like a... It's almost like a solarium type... what do you call those places where you have flowers? It was great with a view overlooking the resort, and it's called the Circle, and it's a great big old place. Old world elegance. It's an architectural gem. Murals depicting the Renaissance, the landscapes. The room itself was fantastic. The service, exemplary. The food, second to none.
Cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. So many people, we know people from West Palm Beach, and they always say this is the best brunch out there. But until you go to the brunch itself, all you're hearing is people's own critique. Yep. But we were there for 2 hours, at least 2 hours, bottomless glass of champagne, bottomless glass of mimosas. We had, I don't know if we had still water or bubbling,
sparkling,
because they ask you right when you sit down, do you want still, do you want sparkling, do you want tap, what kind
of
water do you want? It's like a water bar they got there, too. They give you any water you want. The food was incredible. The service was amazing. The circle was fantastic. The weather that day was just unbelievable. So, again, a big thank you to the Breakers Hotel, West Palm Beach, for an experience second to none. Please, if you're in the West Palm Beach area, you must visit it, thebreakers.com. Call them, go to their website, check it out. And, again, a big thank you and a big shout-out to the Breakers for inviting the Harris Brothers for this wonderful culinary experience.
Absolutely fantastic brunch, wonderful trip. We were there for 4 days in Boca Raton, Miami, and Palm Beach. We also ventured a little, I guess, west of Miami to check out the world-famous Biltmore. Coral Beach. Yeah. Had lunch there, and I mean... I don't know. The reputation that comes with the Biltmore and this place.
You've got the Grand Dams of South Florida. You've got the Breakers. You've got the Boca Raton Resort and Club, which is where the Chris Everett event takes place. And you've got the Biltmore down there in Coral Gables. We've been to the other ones many times, but we visited the Biltmore for the first time. It's a nice architectural design. It's great because it's one of the Grand Dames of Florida. It's got a rich history, you know. But, you know, when it doesn't really compare to the other two. The Boca Resort.
It was
Club
disappointing, Mark.
And the Breakers.
We went up to check out the hall. We weren't
creepy
able
upstairs
to check out a room, but we took the elevator, which I didn't know if we were going to make it to the top floor in this rickety thing.
It was creepy.
Only
up there
to get off, it was dark and dreary and. It looked like it needed to be, you know, remodeled. It was just, and it took us so long to get out there, and traffic was a nightmare. But anyhow, the rest of the trip was fantastic. We went to, was it Gulfstream, to make a couple bets?
Yeah, on the way back from the Biltmore, we stopped off in, it's a weird name of the city, Hallandale or something like that, and which is the, to Gulfstream, which is the home of the new Pegasus race, which this year was the premier Pegasus race in January. It's going to be back there at Gulfstream in January of next month. We're looking forward to watching it from the chandelier room in Santa Anita. But Gulfstream was a neat place to see and be seen. We hadn't been there before, so it was kind of cool. But this is, as we were mentioning before, about our weekend for the Chris Everett Celebrity Charity, the Chris Everett Raymond James Celebrity Tennis Tournament held in Delray Beach in Boca Raton, which is fantastic. 6th year we've done it.
fantastic event, great charity. And even though it's past us a couple weeks, and the next year's event is almost a year away,
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you still can, but you can still donate money for the cause at chriseverett.org. But yeah, we met Dr. Phil. He was one of the celebrity tennis players, and unfortunately, we didn't even get a chance to see him play. We got there too late.
Busy weekend.
And by the time we got there, he had. Do you think the bigger name should play later in the day? It's like when you go to a concert, the highlights at the end of the day.
Maybe it's
because people
issues.
Are getting out of bed late, and we got there.
But the first matches start at 11 or 12, so I don't know. On a Saturday, if you're not up by 11 or 12, then there's problems with you.
Just anyhow, fantastic. The gala was wonderful. Dr. Phil, again, we got to meet Timothy Oliphant, who remembered us from the last couple of years, so really, really good. On another note, Mark, tomorrow night is Wednesday. The new season of Storage Wars has started again, and though we're not on this season as of yet, who knows, as they're still filming. But they start tomorrow. They're on Wednesday. They used to be on Tuesday. And speaking of that, you know, the holiday season is coming up, Mark, and everybody's looking for some new stocking stuffers. You know what would make a great stocking stuffer?
What's that?
The Kings of Swag t-shirts. They are out there, and they are available.
Okay.
So if you're looking for
a
stocking stuffer.
How can I get one of these t-shirts if I want
get
one?
Either contact us online or through social media or wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Wow.
And send us an email, and we'll send you a shirt. And
great.
Also photos, Mark. We have photos available as well.
You mean autograph photos?
That is correct.
Okay. So you're talking about the Harris Brothers logo shop. Our shop is open for business.
Merch.
Open for Christmas shopping, folks.
Yeah.
Autograph photos and
get your
t-shirts.
Speaking of merch, I'd like to do a shout-out to a client that's going to be in our upcoming. I know it's 3 months away still.
Wow, that's a long way away.
It is, but Wild Creations is already working on our biggest event of the year. It's our gifting suite in honor of Oscars. So still a couple spots still open. But one of the new brands, we have a lot of return clients that come back to us. And one of our new brands is BuzzPopCocktails.com. Cool name. And what they are, Mark, if you don't already know, they're signature cocktails mixed in with Italian sorbets. So doesn't that sound refreshing?
So is it alcohol?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's signature cocktails, whether it's a daiquiri or vodka or tequila or whatever, infused into Italian sorbet. So get to BuzzPopCocktails.com and check them out. They're located in Las Vegas, by the way. BuzzPopCocktails.com. And while you're at it, you know what accompany one of these? Pretty darn good. If you're a cigar smoker, CigarsByNicholasJ.com.
Hey,
you have one in your hands,
Mark,
because we left one here at the studio last time we were here, but those are damn good smokes.
We enjoyed them when we were down there, and we had about six of them when we were down there in Florida.
Uh-huh. And we really indulged because this was a really premium cigar. So thanks again, Nicholas. CigarsByNicholasJ.com.
We had somebody when we were down there in Florida. I keep thinking about it, but I forget where it happened. But do you recall somebody kept asking us about cigars and if we have Cuban cigars? Do you smoke Cuban? Because we were smoking these, and somebody kept asking us about Cubans.
And that irks you because you always jump in and say, I don't know what the big deal is about them. I know, tell your story again when you're
in Spain. That's it, but I'm just trying to think. Do you recall
that? A couple times.
Okay, so somebody did.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was one person that was asking us about the Cuban.
When you see a couple fine-dressed gentlemen smoking a cigar and somebody comes up, it seems like the first thing they're going to say is that a Cuban? Mm-hmm. You know,
Indeed.
It just seems like it's par for the course.
Indeed.
A couple of well-dressed, intellectual, professional, good-looking, handsome young men smoking a stogie, they're going to ask, is that a Cuban?
No, it's a cigar by Nicholas J. That's what the answer is.
We've had so many cigars over the years, Mark, in our business that we've come across, and many of them I like. I mean, quite a bit, but this one's just a little special.
You know, we had something many, many years ago when we did the Universal Studios. We did that lounge.
TV Line?
Yeah. Do you remember what that brand was?
Was that Camacho? Was that Camacho?
It might have been. Many years ago.
A real nice case.
Yeah. I still have that box. Box, right?
Yeah.
And we have that picture with what's-his-face with it.
Ted McGinley?
Yeah, that's it. He was mad at us because we didn't get him that Caribbean vacation delivered to his house in Palos Verdes, I think, something like that. So
we were out of them when he got there late, and we were out of them, and we said, we'll get you another one.
But we never got another one. We couldn't get another one back in because they'd already given us the whole supply.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, again, this was about 8 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's funny how he was upset, and then we gave it to Josh Flagg from Million Dollar Listing. It didn't even register with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he's, I guess.
He's way up there.
He's way up there, but it didn't even register with him. This was an all expense, well, excluding the airfare.
Yeah.
But it was
you got to get there on your own.
5 nights stay in a villa in the Caribbean, correct? All inclusive?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. And you have a choice of 3 islands and yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
Yada,
anyhow.
Something like that.
Yeah. I guess he's at this level. Speak about that level. Did you hear Beyonce? She topped the list of female performers from June 2016 to June 2017. For revenue.
Oh.
$105 million.
In what period of time?
1 year. June 2016.
Okay.
$105 million. Number two was Taylor Swift at 85.
Wow.
And then 65 was Adele. Adele seems almost like you don't even hear from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she still made $89 million or $65 million. Taylor Swift, she's always out there. You know, she's always out there. I get that. I still don't get $105 million.
It's a lot of money.
I mean,
nowadays. That's.
Speaking of money, Steve Forbes. Forbes magazine.
Yeah.
Steve.
Well, haven't heard him in a while.
Yeah. The reason I'm mentioning him is because out of any, who would you figure would be in an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
You got to be kidding. No. He was in it.
Yeah. Because.
In what capacity?
Well, I'm telling you, because you know she's just got, you know, she is rich as can be right now and getting richer by the day. But now she just released her makeup line. It's going to she's going to be, before you know it, she's going to be that $100 million mark. But anyhow, because of this new makeup line she's got. Steve Forbes hosts a annual women's business type summit for women who are, you know, elevating their status, becoming huge and what have you. So she was there at the summit. So he was on the show because they evidently filmed it. But I'm telling you, when I saw, you know, I cruised the show. I watched the whole 60 minutes in 10 minutes just to see what's going on, what kind of celebrities are in there, what kind of fashion I see, and what kind of cars everybody's driving. But I'll be darned, what a quirky one that was.
That's a quirky one, all right.
He looks just like his father, too.
Yes, yeah. With a little bit more hair, but in a few years he'll be looking just like
him. But all of a sudden, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, now he ran for president back in 84, I think, or 88.
Now all of a sudden he looks really old.
Oh, yeah, that happens. It hits you all of a sudden.
You don't see somebody in 10 years or whatever. They just.
I want to do a big shout out, Matt, to one of our other brands. You know, we did not participate. We weren't judging in Miss New Jersey USA about a month ago, but we were providing the gifting for all the girls at Miss New Jersey USA about a month ago in New
Almost
Jersey.
Exactly. It seems like it was a lot longer.
DailySensuals.com. They perfected the art of relaxation. And if you order new candles by November 30th, you get a special 15% off discount by going to dailysensuals.com, and that's SCENTUALS.
That can be tricky.
Yeah. Help get rid of your anxiety. They've got special flavors. I guess you can call
Sense.
Anxiety Be Gone, Autumn Crisp, Boo Boo Fixer, Cool Yourself, and Autumn Romance. It's become a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle more than a business. DailySensuals.com. Thanks again for participating in Miss New Jersey USA, perfected by the art of relaxation. And if you get your order in again before November 30th, you get a whopping 15% off. And I know you and I love to get a savings anywhere we can. I think I'll get the anxiety Be Gone. Anxiety is a big thing nowadays.
That's the huge thing these days, Mark. Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
What used to be just kind of nervous or antsy, now all of a sudden everybody's got anxiety.
So thanks again to DailySensuals.com for participating in this great event last month.
Anybody to give a shout-out, Mark? Recently we participated in the Israeli Film Festival. I know it was a little more than a month ago. I guess there's probably too many brands to mention. But thank you and big shout-out to the Israeli Film Festival for once again coming back to Wow Creations for us to provide and supply their 300 gift bags. That's a chore.
Yeah.
300. That is a large number. Hey, who won Dancing with Stars? I know you're into that show.
Check back with me. I'm not into it. My wife is. But check back tonight. Tonight's the season finale.
You know, was it yesterday or last week they were giving an update on whoever was the finalist. There's some young guy who looks great. And the Property Brother, I can't believe he's – what I saw last week or yesterday – He looked terrible. Same with Freddie Muniz. These guys look like they were jokes.
Freddie Muniz is great. He should win, but the reason he won't win, the Property Brother was kicked off yesterday. But the reason he's not going to win, and this is something that's been a staple, I guess, Stacey and I both disagree with, when you get these, again, this is the 16th season, or no, the 25th season, I should say, when you get these dancers, these celebrities to be on there, you can't have a dancing background. Last season they had one that used to work with, or they used to be part of the, what was that group that Beyonce had originally? Going back, but anyhow,
TLC, I think.
When she was in TLC, she had backup dancers, and one of the backup dancers was on last season. You're a backup dancer. This guy that's going to win
was on last season as one of the dancers.
The woman, one of the backup dancers from her group, was on Dancing with the Stars. The guy that's going to win tonight, Jordan. He's a dancer.
He was
in the Grease production that was on with Julianne Hough last year.
Oh, that was excellent.
Or a couple months ago, whenever that was.
Excellent.
But this is what he does. He's a dancer.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
You can't have a dancer compete with non-dancers.
Yeah.
But he'll win tonight, and I knew he was going to win from the start.
Yeah.
Because he was just good.
Yeah, what I saw, he was... when did T.O. get knocked off?
About 2 weeks ago.
He's on some show on MTV now. Some kind of game show thing on reality on MTV.
I know Snoop Dogg's got that Joker's Wild.
Yeah, it's not that. It's like four people against four. It's some kind of competitive thing.
Mm.
So I guess he's making the rounds.
But he wasn't bad.
Yeah. Usually the athletes are.
He was good.
You know, usually the athletes are.
And again, Muniz would win tonight if it wasn't for the dancer. He was good from the start. I mean, from day one, he was good.
So last week, two TV shows ended, two series, The American Horror Story and The Menendez Brothers. I was kind of disappointed with The American Horror Story, but I really liked The Menendez Brothers.
That was great.
Yeah.
The Horror Story was kind of a joke. That whole politician or political.
Yeah. I liked him. I liked his demise at the end.
Yeah. I stopped watching it 5 weeks ago, but I watched the finale because I wanted to see how the thing ended.
Yeah.
Because I got tired of it already.
Speaking of watching, because there's so much good TV, and it's really difficult to catch up with everything. You asked me about The Exorcist because you have seven episodes. Definitely not as good as last season. Last season was great with Gina Davis. So I think I mentioned to you yesterday, don't watch. I mean, I watched Friday's episode last night. It's missing something. They're out on an island off the coast of – it's definitely missing something.
Yeah.
So don't even waste the time.
Oh. Well, I asked you. You said if you don't have anything else to watch, watch it. But you know, I have a ton of things to watch.
Yeah, but then I said,
I'll pass on. I'll delete the other six episodes.
Yeah, because that's.
You know, I think you started watching a month and a half ago. That new show was on ABC, 10 Days in the Valley.
Oh yeah, is it already off?
Did you like it?
I liked it.
I liked it too.
Cancelled.
And then 4 weeks ago,
I forgot about it.
It wasn't on.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks ago it wasn't on, and 2 weeks ago it wasn't on. So I Googled it. And because the ratings were bad, they didn't cancel it. They moved it to Saturday night, and it returns on December 12th. Well, first off, when you're moving it to another night a month later, nobody's going to remember it's on a month later.
I forgot it was on.
I see them moving it. Yeah, I didn't, but I researched it.
Is this Saturday Night Suicide?
Yeah. So you're either going to cancel it, and say you cancel it, but don't move it back to Saturday a month down the road.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to
Why'd they do that?
What's that?
Why'd they do it?
I don't know, but the ratings were so terrible.
Oh.
So either cancel it, but it's one thing if you're going to move it to Saturday, which is already suicide, but to move it to Saturday 5 weeks later, kind of silly. It was, and it was just getting good, too.
Yeah. Like I said, Mark, I forgot about it. Because, you know, I said the TV was set to always get it every Sunday, and it hasn't gotten it in a couple of weeks. All of a sudden, it's
I researched
there.
It. Because
out of sight, out of mind, right?
I researched it because the last episode was a good one. It was starting to pick up.
Yeah.
And then it was gone.
Yeah.
So I looked into it.
Another thing I'm not too happy with is The Walking Dead. It's like a war now.
And there's only three episodes left.
Yeah. It's a war now with a sprinkle of zombies in the background.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, a show can only go on so long. How Gunsmoke lasted for 20 years, I'll never know.
That was wholesome entertainment.
Yeah.
That's how.
And plus limited stuff back then.
You know, Westerns were huge. As a matter of fact, you know, we get the Cozy Channel. You don't get it, I guess, but Cozy's great. Saturday morning, they run all...
Rifleman?
No, actually, Rifleman's on AMC.
Yeah.
But Cozy, in the morning, they run all the old Westerns.
Wagon Train. Yeah.
Okay. I never heard of...
There's another one that has those two more.
Probably, yeah. But I never heard of Bronco before.
No.
So last night, I guess I closed off with Cozy was on. So when I put the TV on this morning, it always is where it was left off last night. So Bronco was on. This is an old one from the 50s, and it's black and white or the 60s.
Who's Does it have a signature name, a celebrity?
No, you know, like, not that I know of, except the guest stars. This morning was James Coburn on Bronco.
Wow.
Yeah, and it looked cool, you know, James Coburn.
So is that from the 50s?
I think so, either the 50s or 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like those old ones.
Yeah.
Hey, another thing we're currently working on, Mark, Miss Nevada, USA.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure of judging several years back, and we selected Nia Sanchez as the Miss Nevada USA.
Indeed,
and Nia Sanchez went on to win that year the Miss USA pageant.
Yep.
Then she went on to compete, and she was runner-up, wasn't she, for Miss Universe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we had, you know, the opportunity to do that. We got a good relationship with Nia still to this day. But anyhow, recently contacted. We're not going to be judging, but we are going to be providing the gifting for Miss Nevada USA, taking place in Las Vegas.
So if you have any, if you know anybody that wants to participate, get their brand involved, their product, their service, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Another big shout out, Matt, to this great brand we had based in Hong Kong for the Miss Universe, Miss New Jersey USA pageant last month, Dorina.com, Dorina.com, based in Hong Kong, swimsuits.
Oh, yeah.
They have the most beautiful swimsuits and lingerie. They provided lingerie for the Miss New Jersey pageant.
For all the women?
All the women.
There was like over 180 of them.
Since 1968, they have the best high-quality, affordable underwear / lingerie. Their motto is, or their credo is, we fit your world. We fit your world. Okay.
We fit your world?
We fit your world.
That's your logo?
And I guess your world is whatever your lingerie size is or whatever. And it's a classic brand. Style and focus on you today. Their styles change, but their fit doesn't. Dorina.com, based in Hong Kong since 1968. It's affordable underwear, high classy style. So I want to do a big thank you for Dorina.com in Hong Kong for participating in this great event, Miss New Jersey USA, in what was the city? It was a weird city.
Parsippany,
New Jersey, home to Miss New Jersey USA. So thanks, Dorina.com, style and focus for today's woman.
What the heck is happening in Hollywood these days with these male horn dogs?
Oh, poor
Charlie Rose got axed today.
Yeah.
Yeah, they axed him. When I left,
Mr. Hubba, which I watched this weekend, which was great.
Fantastic. Fun with Dick and Jane.
Yeah.
But when I left the home this morning, he was suspended. But
right.
Leaving on the way out here, he was canned.
Yeah. They sacked him.
Yeah. What the
in
heck?
In 24 hours. I mean, well, how about an investigation? This was just that quick?
Now, I get this. I completely get the Harvey Weinstein thing. I don't get the Al Franken thing. You know, that picture that's out there, Mark, you've seen the picture where the girl looks like she's sleeping and his hands are on her breast. That is all a gag. Okay?
He was a comedian at that point. He wasn't a senator at that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But so they're saying that there was no sex here at all, that he just grabbed her
boobs.
Yeah. And is that picture the whole thing? Is that what everything's based
on? When I first saw the picture, I didn't even think he was touching him.
Right.
I thought he was pretending to touch him.
And so they were in a movie or something together or a sketch?
It was a USO tour.
Okay. But there was something where they had to kiss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I guess he gave a little more kiss than she gave.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you want to try to ruin a guy's career because he's a comedian.
Not only that, it happened a decade ago.
He takes this one picture.
And mind you, listeners around the globe, we are not
endorsing or supporting.
It's terrible.
All. Yeah.
What we're doing is questioning how these people, these allegations that come forward a decade, 20, 30 years later.
Pretty soon, you're going to look at a woman a wrong way and you're going to get somebody saying something about it.
Yeah,
I mean, I get the Harvey Weinstein thing and Charlie Rose. Today, too, they were saying that it was well known.
I think that's why they moved so quickly there.
Kevin
CBS.
Spacey was well known. Somebody else. Who was the other? There was somebody else, and they're saying he was well known. And I get all that, but
well, Harvey Weinstein was well known.
Harvey Weinstein. You know, and just crazy. I mean,
How
everything's just coming out of the woodwork.
Well, politicians and entertainers. Russell Simmons now. Who's the other guy that owns that the lodge?
Brett Ratner. He's the other one.
Yeah.
Because he was so powerful in Hollywood. People. Here's another thing I don't get, too. These women that are agreeing to do whatever, I mean, they're not pulling up in a car, yanking off these women from the street and banging them in the back of the seat. You know, they're saying, come on up, let's talk about your career.
Stop,
walk out at any given time, can't they?
Yeah.
Am I missing something here?
The Kevin Spacey thing with this kid that, out there in Boston.
Right. I like that story, Mark. I like how you shared that. He just touched his knee or something.
Well, and then they said that he put his hands down his pants. But first off, he's 18. He's an adult. He could have turned around and walked away right away. But he stayed there, and he waited until Kevin Spacey went to the bathroom, and then a bystander came up to the kid and said, "Run for the hills. He's coming back to get you." He needed a bystander to tell him that?
Yeah.
The kid?
I don't get it. It's kind
when
of sense,
Kevin Spacey goes to the bathroom,
yeah.
That's when you get up and you leave. Or you say, "Kevin Spacey, are you crazy?" And you hit him, or you say
sense.
Something.
A lot
you don't sit there.
A lot of this is common sense, and a lot of these women, again, could get up off that couch and walk. And hey, I'm not taking Harvey Weinstein's side, but I'm just saying these women were in that room for a reason. They wanted to further their career.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what's happening on Sunday, Mark? The 86th annual Hollywood Christmas parade.
That's right.
Now, didn't that used to be called the Hollywood Christmas Lane Parade?
Yeah, something like
okay.
that.
Okay,
yeah.
And big shout out to them. They film it on Sunday, but it doesn't. It
air for about a month.
It doesn't
about
air
three
for about
weeks.
A month. But Mark and I had the pleasure, the wonderful pleasure of riding the parade about 4 years ago. Is
great.
That safe to say?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
And we rode in the Johnny Drama Lincoln Continental from Entourage, which was fantastic. So Mark and I and our two wives rode the car, rode in the parade. It was fantastic. Great event.
Hollywood Boulevard's great. Then he takes a turn down south to Vine, and
then you
get into Sunset.
When you make a right on Vine, then you get on Sunset, and it's like
the dead zone.
It's like the dead zone. But great, great parade. A lot of history, like I said, Mark, the 86th annual. And it's... I don't want to say host. I guess I could say host. Eric Estrada hosts it, right?
Yeah, with the wife of the guy that produces the show.
Yes. Anyhow, if you have never been, try to get out there. I'm sure tickets are available to sit in the bleachers, but it's free if you want to sit down the road and just watch the parade.
Can't beat that.
Mark and I had a wonderful time riding in it. We're hopefully looking to get back, not to ride in the parade, but attend the
just to go to the party.
Yeah, just to go to the party for all the like
years ago. They used to have gifting going on there. Remember, we were supposed to do this a few years ago.
This is true, and that's our business.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it because of our schedule, or we were doing too many
we
other things.
We should have looked into it this year a few months ago, Matt.
Yeah,
that would have been the end.
Yeah, but anyhow, if you've never seen it before, get out and try to attend. But if you can't attend, and usually it's pretty darn cold.
Yes, you know, but when we did it, Matt, we dressed really warm. We had scarves and everything, and it was hot.
Yeah.
It was a hot night.
I remember we were in having our cocktails, and it was but anyhow, wonderful event. So if you can try to get out there, and
another great event here in Hollywood.
Yeah, another great event here.
I want to do a big shout out to another brand, Matt. Again, like you said, it's a few months off, but Wagatha's, they're participating in our Oscar gift bag, and that's WAGATHAS. Wagathas.com. Established in 2006, so this company's been at it for over 11 years. And what they are is the best dog biscuit out there. I don't know how you've never tried a good dog biscuit, but there's some good dog biscuits. There's some lousy dog biscuits. Wagatha's is the best dog biscuit since 2006. USDA certified.
Wow.
I mean, how many dog biscuits are USDA certified?
That I do not know.
Fully licensed human grade bakery. GMO free. That sounds great, doesn't it?
It does.
GMO-free and USDA certified. They're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you can check them out at WAGATHAS.com, Wagathas.com, since 2006, the best dog biscuit out there. So you've got a dog, Matt. I would
Oliver.
Try to get you some Wagathas.
Oh,
for,
I'll have to. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, get some Wagathas for Oliver.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's. We'll contact them today.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Hey, Mark, how about Charles Manson kicking it? Man, I didn't think he was 83, I think.
It's funny about this Charles Manson kicking it. Weird thing about it is, yesterday they were showing all these clips about him.
Yeah.
Was that Sunday night, I think. So either Sunday night or yesterday morning, they were showing all these clips. They were showing the one of the interviews done to him, or done for
with him,
with Charlie Rose.
Oh, is that right?
And I'm looking at this interview, and I'm thinking, wow, Charlie Rose, that's all right that he did this interview. And then 24 hours later, he's out.
He's out. Manson's dead. How about that? Speaking of dead, Mel Tillis, the country singer, he died a couple days ago as well.
Yeah.
Now, they say they always go in three.
Yep.
I mean, Charles Manson was infamous, but Charles Manson, Mel Tillis, what's the latest on David Cassidy?
And the funny thing about that is when I started hearing about how he was dying on Sunday and Sunday night, people were posting on Facebook,
rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, so he must be dead. And then I Googled it, and I went to CNN, and I went to
Still
Fox.
Alive.
Still alive.
Yeah, liver shot, kidney shot.
Yesterday, he's still clinging to life.
Yeah. Is Shirley Jones still alive?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, what was her husband's name?
Ingalls. Marty Ingalls.
Yeah.
We met him decades ago.
Decades ago.
30 years ago, I guess.
We washed his car.
That's right. When we started our first little business, Sparkling Shine.
1980.
80? Was it 80?
Yeah, 1980, maybe 1981, but no longer than that. Hey, before I get a chance, Mark, one last shout-out for the day.
For the day.
Yeah, CandyCare.com, Candy Care, CandyCara. Believe it or not, it is award-winning cannabis confections. Not only cotton candy, but it is lollipops and caramels as well. CandyCare.com, CandyCara.com, CandyCare.com, which we'll probably reach out to have in our upcoming event that we're going to be doing. We just got a call before we came in today. I'm not sure we could share that with anybody now, but anyhow, CandyCare.com.
I think we could share it if we wanted to share it. So if you want to go ahead and
fantastic.
Put a shout out about it, Matt.
Tommy Chong. We all know him from the Cheech and Chong fame, from the albums and movies back in the late 70s and 80s and so forth. He's turning 80.
Wow, go figure.
He doesn't look 80. It's funny.
He was on Dancing with the Stars about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I think he survived a cancer scare, too. But
Cancer scare, then he was also in prison for a little bit.
Yeah, but see, he's turning 80. And get this, there's going to be a big 80th birthday party for him in Las Vegas in May. And
comes with a big party, is a gifting suite.
The event planning company reached out to Wow Creations, so we will be hosting their gifting suite for Tommy Chong. And supposedly there's going to be a lot of great celebrities attached to the event as well. George Lopez, Snoop Dogg, of course.
Speaking about George Lopez, man, when's that show coming back on TV Land?
Great show, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow,
have you heard anything about it?
Haven't heard anything about it, but you know, it did end. You know, it came to the conclusion.
Well, the season ended.
Yeah, so it was about 3 months ago, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but usually these shows come back in 3 or 4 months.
That's when they have the fit mid-fall, like Walking Dead. Isn't this like the mid-fall?
It's the winter finale.
Winter finale, yeah, which is a new thing the last couple years, right?
Scandal had their season winter finale last week.
So I'm not quite sure, but yeah, I love that show. What was that follow-up?
Nobody's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about that white Hummer out there? It's what it's going past here.
Wait,
oh,
the, you the like white the white? Oh, yeah. I like the white.
I was thinking about painting mine white. Yeah. But, Nobody's. That was a good one.
Yeah. I did like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good show. Mm-hmm. You see any movies lately? I knew you were going to go to the movies the other day.
You know, we were going to go to the movies the other day, but, you know, what we did see, a movie that just came out on Friday, but you could also see on Netflix. That's what I like about Netflix. They release the movies in the theater, and you could also see, not all of them.
See,
but
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Because
that's how the OJ movie won an Emmy and an Oscar.
But I like it. I'll tell you why. This movie that just came out the other day, which I liked a lot, called...
Mudsling.
I wouldn't have paid to see that. And just like last week, I saw the Meyerowitz stories with... Dustin Hoffman and Ben Stiller. I wouldn't have paid to see that either. And just like the week before that, we saw that Jane Fonda, Robert Redford movie.
Right.
All these movies are released. And I wouldn't pay to see those. Right. And I don't have to wait 3 weeks to rent them.
But you see, when it comes out on Netflix, the stuff comes out every Friday. What I'm saying is you can't play both ends of the card.
I like it.
You don't have to go to the movie, Matt, because it's on Netflix. So right when it comes to Netflix, you see it. But you don't release it to the theater because you're doubling down. You're getting the Oscar.
But these are big theater quality movies, though. So if you want to still see it in the theater, you have the option to go see it if you want to.
A lot of the stuff that they have on Netflix now is theater quality movies, too.
Wow, I love it, then. I don't have to go out and see. I mean, like this morning, I saw a commercial for Mudbound, and I'm thinking, which just came out on Friday, I'm thinking, man, I saw that on Sunday night or Saturday night.
And if it's a Netflix thing, you don't have to go out and see it, but all I'm saying is you have to choose, really. You can't be theatrical.
So you don't think Netflix should release it either?
For the theaters?
Yeah.
No, just like the OJ thing. You're either Netflix and you can get your Emmys and you can make all your money, and the Netflix is making all this money, and you can get your Emmys and your Golden Globes and everything for TV and for SAG, but you can't double down. You can't have it in theaters, and you can't have it for TV as well. You pick one or the other, and it's that simple.
Well, I mean, the OJ thing, that was made for TV, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then they released it so they can get an it was out for 2 weeks so they can get an Oscar nomination, and it worked for them.
That was Netflix?
That was Netflix.
That
won the Emmy Netflix, and then it won the Oscar for being in theatrical release. So I think you just play it one or the other. It's just not fair. But anyway, I'd like to do another big shout out for our event down there in South Beach or Boca Raton for Chris Everett White, or excuse me. It was, this was for New Jersey. White Birch Candles. They were part of the Miss New Jersey USA pageant. White Birch candle.com. They have multiple different flavors, and I can only give you limited information because there's not a lot of information about the company. I thank you for participating in providing gifting, but it's whitebirchcandle.com. They've got three flavors that I could find: relaxation, just peachy, and grandma's kitchen. I don't know about grandma's kitchen, though. I think wouldn't that smell like food, grandma's kitchen?
Yeah. What,
and do you want a candle with a fragrance of a...
Grandma's kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it a big thing now? You have like meatloaf-smelling candles and stuff like that, too?
I saw something about it on Shark Tank a while ago.
Yeah.
But thanks again for participating. White Birch Candles, whitebirchcandlecompany.com. Next time, we got to get these candles for ourselves, too, man. When we get these candles in our events,
yeah,
we have to have them sent out to us.
Didn't we used to always ask for extra samples,
For ourselves, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that way we get to enjoy it, too, right?
Yeah.
You know.
And you never know. Like that salsa company, they send us all those salsa.
Yeah.
Man, that was my favorite.
I just finished one off the other day. It was a sweet one. They had a sweet salsa.
Oh, really?
Salsa.
Mine are all gone. That was my favorite.
Big jars.
Favorite salsa.
Did you have the sweet one?
Yeah, well, I had both the sweet and then there was the spicy. I liked them both. The sweet one I liked the best, though.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I just finished that last week.
You know, with it, are you done with that shout-out they threw?
Yeah, because that's all the information I had on their website.
Yeah.
Really.
Huh. Interesting.
So I'll just say the website again. It's White Birch Candle Company. .com. Thanks again for participating with us.
Yeah, thank you. With the end of the year coming, the holidays coming, is Thanksgiving. You know what comes around this time of the year every year? The auto show.
Oh, yeah,
the auto
show. Yeah.
So that's
the LA auto show.
Yeah, so that's starting.
It starts this week or is it next week?
December 4th, I think.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's 2 weeks away still.
Yeah. And so I can't believe it's here already.
This whole year went by fast. Well, when we were down there in Florida, we were saying we can't believe we're in Boca again.
Yeah.
This last year went by so fast.
Boy, oh boy.
We went to the hotel and we're thinking, wow, we were just here.
Boy, oh boy. I think, the older you get, the faster it just goes.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You know, I mean.
Here, you'll smoke that one before I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, wow.
Yeah, time flies.
Yeah. So, anyhow, let's get on that list to get there, and then we'll do our...
For the press, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll do our annual breakfast at...
The Pantry.
The Pantry. And you know where I sent Raul three postcards all of a sudden in the last
three
couple
postcards?
Months. Yeah. And...
Nothing?
And I mentioned...
Did you say, give me a call?
I'm talking about an old buddy of ours who used to always do the auto show with us. I haven't heard from him in years.
Years?
But
at least 2 years, right?
Yeah. January makes 2 years.
Two regular things, no matter what happens every year. You were always going to see him at the auto show and at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 years, I don't think we've seen him at either one of those.
January makes 2 years, Mark. Which
makes
is crazy.
2 years.
Yeah.
Which so is, you got to start wondering, did something happen to him? Because he lives up the street from you. Or not up the street, but I mean about five minutes from you.
5 minutes away.
So that makes you have to wonder, you haven't seen this guy who lives 5 minutes from you in 2 years to our regular things that we've known the guy for 34. No, we've known him since 74.
74, so 33 years.
So 43 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. But I could pick up the phone and call him. However, whenever I seem to call, nobody's home or his wife gets the message. And
you never hear from them again.
Does she deliver the message?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it is that time of the year, and I got my... My wreath on my vehicle already, and people in my neighborhood over a week have had the decorations up.
Wow.
Not everybody, but there's some people, you know.
Wow.
Some people. This is the weekend that I think people start putting everything up. When are you going to be doing it?
Well, on Friday, we put up two of our Christmas trees. Our presidential Christmas tree and our Santa Christmas tree go up, and then the decorations start going up.
So this Friday. I think a lot of people do that. That's
and then
surprised.
A week from Saturday, we get our official big, real big tree. And then
an
we'll
official
probably,
tree.
Yeah, the big tree, the main one. You know,
an official tree.
Yeah. And then next weekend we get the big tree, and then we'll probably start putting up the outside decorations next week. But this weekend, it's a soft push for smaller decorations and two of our Christmas trees inside
we'll be
the house.
Putting up our tree on Saturday, and in lieu of the outside Christmas lights, because I just removed all the nails because we're going to have the house painted, we went out and got this year's, I guess, Christmas decoration du jour.
You got that big light thing?
The garage thing, yeah.
The garage thing?
Uh-huh. It projects the projector thing. It projects into the garage.
Or it projects into the house,
yeah.
Not the garage.
Yeah,
it's the whole house it is.
it's the garage. Everybody in our area has just on the garage. I mean,
oh, I've never seen it just on the garage.
I've never seen it in the house.
Oh, the whole house. The whole house.
Okay, maybe we're not talking about the right the same
okay,
thing.
Yeah.
But the garage is used like a movie screen, so it projects onto that. So whether it's moving or it's sand or it's trees or whatever.
I've never seen the garage. I've seen the whole house. Then.
I've never seen the whole house because the garage door works as the screen.
You know, like because these things you put on the front lawn, and from the front lawn, it projects the whole house.
Yeah, even when we went to Lowe's the other day, it shows on the thing. It's all in the garage.
And then we got
to
be talking about the different things.
Yeah.
When we were at Michael's, everything they've got the samples. It's the whole and the entire house. So this only says a portion of the house.
See, it wouldn't work for our house because like we have a 2-story house. It would be all this. You know, it would be all you know,
weird.
Yeah, because I mean,
I've never seen just a portion of the house.
Only the garage.
Never seen
the
that.
Garage works as a
no, because you put screen. These things on the front lawn. The projector's in the front lawn.
Yeah, it's only got a range of 20 feet. All of them.
So where's your projector at?
20 feet from the garage.
So it's on the driveway.
On the grass.
So it's got to be tilted, and you have to tilt.
They tilt.
Oh.
Yeah,
never seen it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks anyhow for listening to our show this week. People around the world, that we are the Tastemakers. This is Tastemaker Tuesday. Send us an email, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You can go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
Snapchat. Is that it?
MySpace? Did you say
MySpace? Whatever.
Are we on Vine too? I guess we're still on Vine. If Vine is still out there. So,
but make it a Tastemaker Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and keep watching Storage Wars on Tuesday. And E&E, you never know, we may be back.
You never know.
Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.